Monday's clinic was held at the Southside Health Center near 23rd and Lapham. It's the first of several clinics being held this week. The place was packed, but not with people who needed testing or additional services for lead exposure, but rather with parents who were bringing in their kids to be immunized and for other assistance. Only one person brought their child to be tested for lead, but declined an interview. The city sent out 900 letters on Friday and 5,500 on Monday, but many people haven't received them yet. Mayor Tom Barrett held a news conference in the middle of the activity. He said it's important for the city to exercise an abundance of caution in sending the letters to families that the health department isn't sure it contacted initially.
I believe that most, if not all, families were contacted by their primary care physician. What we don't know is whether they were all contacted by the city of Milwaukee. They may have been. This is an insurance policy, so that everybody whose child was tested over the past 3 years now has been contacted.
Barrett says the letters were sent mostly to people who live on the south side and the north side, where there are many older homes that contain lead paint. Also on Monday, the city launched a hotline that people can call to find out more information about lead testing. Barrett says about a dozen people had called the hotline by late Monday afternoon. He thinks more people will call and stop in at the free clinics as the week goes on. He says the initial test is a simple pinprick that indicates different levels of severity of lead in the blood. If there's a positive result, then additional steps are needed.
We want them to follow up to get the venous testing, which is the confirmatory test. If they are above 5, of course, they will get the letter from the city now. If they're above 10, between 19, they'll also get a letter. If they're 20 or above, that's when the home visit comes in.
Barrett says people can also pick up free drinking water filters at the clinics this week if it's determined that their home has a lead service line. Joanna Bosch drove down from Brown Deer to visit the clinic. She says she's here to get her child immunized, but thought she'd check with the health department to see if her home has a lead service line or lead paint on the walls. She says the staff at the clinic was able to verify that her home isn't affected.
I feel so relieved that it's not even near our area, and near any of my area, my house, there's no lead. So I felt so good because of my kids.
The Milwaukee Common Council last week launched an investigation into the health department's lead abatement efforts. The mayor's office is also conducting a probe. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.